Yes, Greg, thanks. We're backstage with Ricardo Morales, principal clarinetist of the Philadelphia Orchestra. Ricardo, it's so great to talk to you again.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Coming up is Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony. We know there's this amazing solo in the third movement, but you also play in the first two movements.
Yes.
How does Rachmaninoff write for the clarinet in this symphony?
Well, the woodwind interaction is really wonderful. There's a lot of intricate interaction between the strings and the winds. His music is very similar to the piano music that he wrote. People have had the opportunity to hear his performances. One can hear how much clarity and how much interaction there is. There's a lot of undercurrents that happen in the playing. So therefore, everybody has very much like a very rich chamber music that everybody is involved, but at the same time, it has to be very light and transparent. Transparent at times, but also very expressive.
When we come to this solo in the third movement that is so beautiful and so romantic, you have to switch clarinets, I understand.
Yes. It's always I find it a little bit of a tricky thing. It's very funny because the second movement is on B-flat clarinet and the rest of the symphony is on A clarinet. And one is busy playing all the way to the last 12 measures of the second movement on the B-flat. And then you just, the minute that the third movement starts, you're just hoping for the best. And your first note is like, boom, hello, there's your solo. So it keeps you sort of religious because there's always a prayer before you start. Oh, God, please, I love you. I hope it doesn't go wrong. But it's a wonderful opportunity to hear the interaction. It's actually interesting because there's so many people playing. And in terms of volume, one has to put quite a bit of sound, but it has to sound soft in texture, but you have to sort of play medium loud, which is that's basically the challenge, how to play with a big sound that doesn't sound forced. I feel very lucky to be playing the Philadelphia Orchestra, an orchestra that has this tradition of beautiful sound and expression, and that was a very close musical partner with Rachmaninoff. It's a great honor.
Well, you've described this on your teaching website as one of the most beautiful and juiciest solos.
Oh, yes.
So how do you approach it both physically from a technical point of view and also emotionally?
Emotionally, it's very tricky because one goes through quite a roller coaster. Of course, at the beginning, you have the few moments of fear trying to get going. Then there's this happiness of being able to have this beautiful opportunity to play, and then just doing the nuance, etc. One has to be able to be open in one's mind and one's heart in order to be able to do an interaction that is in the moment. I mean, because one of the things that one has to do is to be extremely aware of everything that's going around, which is a general principle. But in this one, since there's so many little extra notes that and triplets and movement that everybody does, the more aware you are of that, then the less likely you are to be extremely self-involved in the nervousness of the solo. So that's actually better because then you're much more in the moment of being able to be interactive. So one has to sort of practice in many different ways in the way that you have to, of course, work for the control of the sound, the control of the air, etc., but so that then one can be free enough to be thinking about all the musical interaction with your colleagues.
So the orchestra is playing a different rhythm?
Yes. The clarinet solo is basically very, very sustained notes and it's very lyrical and slow, and there's the rhythmic interaction. The violins have going on triplets here and there, and there's little interactions with some of the other winds, etc. So then one has to be quite flexible and just in the moment for it.
Is this a good piece to illustrate what I've also heard you talk about, which is the importance of not only thinking about the music, but having your heart in the music?
Yes, absolutely. For me, actually, I had to be careful about that because I'm a little bit, I would call myself a sort of a crybaby, a little cheesy person. So I get the sound that the orchestra makes is such that I actually get overwhelmed many times. And I get teary-eyed while playing, etc. I start weeping sometimes. And I have to sort of get a little bit on the cynical, birth support, the embouchure, the correct fingering, just to try to separate myself from the emotional overwhelming sound that one can get from being surrounded with such great musicians and playing such beautiful music.
Thank you so much, Ricardo Morales.